WHCL FM, Clinton, New York.
There's a man of mystery roaming through this land. This boy by now, there's a way to recognize him. Let me tell you how. If you're past the midnight dark, beside a graveyard goes. If someone whistles, that's a serious note. Or on some dark and stormy night, while the tempest blows. If someone whistles, that's a serious note. He sees all, knows all, yes, in everywhere. Some night he might wait for you upon the stairs. So if you're going down the cellar, walk upon your toes. If someone whistles, that's mysterious home.
Okay, now I'm scared. Oh, that was R. Crumb and his Cheap Suit Serenaders, recorded in 1976, and I think I'd like to get the vinyl for that. I'm not there's something odd going on with that CD, but what can you do? Terry Zweigoff, I think, was playing the cello in there, and he's the one who made the movie about Crumb later on, and it's amazing how that sounds just like Crumb's own drawings, as if they were musical. If Crumb's drawings were music, they would sound like that. I have a feeling, and I also have a feeling that if Crumb had any truck at all with the internet, he might listen to this show. But since he doesn't, he doesn't. And this is Radiola, and I'm Andy Senior, coming at you each Friday night with this sort of music. What can you do? This is what I play. And this is, you know, nobody else is delving into some of this material, so it's my duty. This is WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org, and next on Radiola, speaking of scary individuals, and by the way, that does go out to Mark and Molly in San Francisco, and I hope, they can... Maybe they could start a pirate radio station and play my stuff out there. That would confuse everyone. People would be having accidents in their cars all over San Francisco. Maybe I don't want to do that. Speaking of scary individuals, here's Arthur Collins with a 107-year-old recording called Any Rags. Now, this is you have to view this recording or listen to it through a filter of 107 years because it requires that mentally. It's not contemporary. It's a historical document. Even so, the song was revived and featured in a Betty Boop cartoon 30 years after this. So, from 1903, 107 years ago, just about, Any Rags.
Did you ever hear the story of Rag-a-Jag-a-Jag? Here he comes down the street with a pack on his back. He comes in the morning and he comes at night, and he gobbles up everything in sight. He wakes up the neighborhood for miles around. He's a regular alarm clock, always wound. He gets beneath your window when you try to get to sleep and yells in a voice so loud and deep. Any rags, lady?
No, no rags today.
All right, lady. Any rags? Any rags? Any rags, any bones, any bottles today? There's a big black rag finger coming this way. Any rags? Any rags? Any rags, any bones, any bottles today? It's the same old story in the same old way. Up in the morning and it's gone from your sight. You know that Ragged Jack has been that way. He's a very bad omen, people say. He stole all his furniture, he stole his wife. Did he steal from his friend? He'd steal your life. He never gets molested as he daily walks about, but things disappear when he yells out. And he rags a bottle.
Do you give trading stamps with your bottles?
No, lady.
Well, then get out of here, you big black rascal, you.
All right, lady. Any rag. Any rag. Any rags, any bones, any bottles. Today there's a big black rag finger coming this way. Any rag. Any rags, any bones, any bottles today, it's the same old story in the same old way. Any rags, any rags, any rags, any bones, any bottles today, there's a big black rag finger coming this way. Any rags.
Dawning. If I had a Latin lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish. situation, here's what I say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. Dreaming was meant for a nighttime. I live in dreams all day. I know it's not the right time. What will I dream away? What could be sweeter than dreaming? Just dreaming and drifting away. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning. No one could be sweeter than my sweetie when I meet her in the morning. Where the morning glory wind around the door, whispering pretty stories, I long to hear once more. Rolling with my girly, well, I do it whirly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawn. If I had a lad who's there for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say. Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Ball in the Bombers Hall,
all the dusty bells were there.
Such a glancing, prancing, strutting and dancing,
they were doing for fair.
All the bells and bows prancing on their toes,
trying to do the cakewalk square.
When the midnight blonde came prancing on,
they were heard to yell, won't you stop, Miss Lizzie? Yes, Lizzie, I want to see you walk. For the folks all say, the way you sit to face is the whole town talk. When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girlies frown.
But the men you meet like the way you shake your feet.
Oh, you knock them dizzy, from Miss Lizzie Brown.
They were stepping sweet, they were stepping neat,
they were stepping super fine,
to the singing, swinging, fancy pigeon winging,
they were falling in line.
Every dame and dude struck an attitude
for the women take a pride.
But when Lizzie Brown came prancing round,
everybody cried, won't you stop, Miss Lizzie, get busy, I want to see you walk. For the folks of state, the way you think of fate is the hometown talk. When you look so pretty, it's a pity the other girlie's frown. Oh, you're not getting dizzy from Miss Lily Brown.
Go down the street, by the school,
at your feet, you stepping fool.
Rub yourself, use your purse, brush your two knees by the church. Through the alley, run the cans, take Miss Sally's pot and pan.
Do your dogs, we're coming through.
Get them for Leonard's Avenue. Won't you trust Miss Lizzie? Get busy, I want to see you warm.
For the folks of state, the way you think of faith. It's a hometown talk.
When you move so pretty, it's a pity the other girlies frown. But the men you meet like the way you shake your feet.
Oh, you're not them busy.
Trust Miss Lizzie. Lizzie.
I bet you got to give a slave a scrap of town.
Now, before I, that's odd hearing the American Quartet do that song, because I've always heard jazz groups, black groups do that, like Perry Bradford and, other jazz groups, let's say, even Irving Mills, which was a Caucasian guys. Not very talented, nonetheless. But it was on hearing the American Quartet led by Billy Murray doing that in 1921. But there they are, Strut Miss Lizzie. Oh, yeah. And that was part of a lot that was donated to the Radiola Archives of by a listener in South Carolina. And I have to thank him for that, too. There's more, every time I play one, I think of him. That's one of them. Lots of good stuff from there, and I'm trying to get it out there in the world, and thank you. Also named Mark. I appreciate that. Before that, we had, speaking of Carolina, we have Carolina in the Morning from 1922, Van and Schenk. And that goes out to my friend Chris, who is embarking on a new leg of whatever leg he's embarking on. He started. He's stepped, put one foot forward and going. The leg of... another leg in the journey of life. Let's try to be articulate here. And he was working up here for a while, and he was on the show 1 year ago, and now he is heading to North Carolina to I hope be prosper and do very well. And I'll miss him. So this is that went out to my buddy Chris. Before that, we had Arthur Collins, Any Rags, 1903, and it's. Yeah, that's a 1903 record, all right. Very very crunchy, but not bad. A 12-incher, and I had to have that because I heard another radio host actually play that on the air and break it. And I'm thinking, I have to have a copy of that so I don't break it. And I haven't broken it so far, so it's a nice shape. That's what you got. Any Rags. This is Radiola, and I really do try not to. I treat records with the utmost care and consideration. That's how I am. I'm Andy Sr., and and it's, you know, it's hard to, you know, even when you have a bunch, you've got to treat them all equally well. Put them in sleeves and put them, store them vertically, and, you know, very, very gentle with them. And we're going to continue now with another. The Other Side of Mackenzie's Candy Kids, 1925. This is The Other Side, and this is the electric side of that recording. Very nice. Oh, yeah. If You Never Come Back. No, that's not for Chris. I mean, he'll be back. Thank you. Isn't that beautiful? It just sort of flows on like the river of life. Yes. Struggle Buggy, written by Clinton Walker, who was the bass player, the brass bass player with King Oliver in his orchestra in the 1930. And I don't think he wrote anything else, but should have wrote a lot more than that. Boy, one of the most remarkable things about that recording is you'll notice that it didn't really have a tune. It didn't have a theme. I mean, like a song in it. Nothing you could set words to. Just the everything working together. Like the river of life. Beautiful stuff. Before that, another classic recording. I'm Coming to Virginia, 1927. Frank Schombauer with Bix and all the other ones in there. Eddie Lang playing beautifully. Beginning with McKenzie's Candy Kids, also Eddie Lang in there. Getting some more solo work than in the previous. And one of his very earliest electric recordings, if not the earliest. I'll have to consult Ray Mitchell's discography later to find if that's the case, but that's an early electric recording for Eddie Lang. And we're going to continue on Radiola. I'm Andy Senior, just, you know, hanging out tonight. Here's a song that Ethel Waters recorded, and I think was mainly her song. This is a British recording by somebody, one of those one-name artists. Dinah, like Elvis, or, you know, Elvis had a last name, but Dinah doesn't seem to have given hers on this recording. So I don't even know who she is, but does a pretty good job here. 1931, You Can't Stop Me From Loving You.
Thank you.
got me crying again. You've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. Your kisses right from the start came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you. One day I'm happy, next day I'm blue. One day you love me, next day we're through. Sometimes I'm laughing, sometimes I smile. Then it's all over, and in a little while. Now you've got me crying again. You've got me sighing again. You know, dear, I can't figure what this love is all about. I'm in, I'm out. Your kisses right from the start, they came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying again, just crying for you.
Now you've got me crying again. Now you've got me sighing again. What is this love all about? I'm in, I'm out. Your kisses right from the start came from your lips, not your heart. You make me happy and then somebody new looks good to you. You've got me crying.
Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. That's why I'm changed. a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me is gonna be the same. I'm gonna change my way of living, if that ain't enough. I'll change the way that I strut my love. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray.
There'll be some changes made today.
There'll be some changes made.
Oh, yeah. Oh, boy, yeah. Boswell's Connie Martha and Vette there. There'll be some changes made. Well, there should be some changes made. I'm not going to say where, and I'm not going to say how, because I don't know. I don't think it's possible, but that's just me. But, you know, it's a good to think about. Changes, going through the changes there with the Dorsey Brothers. I think Eddie Lang was on that date. I'll have to make sure, double check later, but that sounded like him playing along. If not him, Dick McDonough sounding an awful lot like him. There'll be some changes made in 1932. Ah, yeah, man. Nice copy of that. I got some nice records this past couple of weeks just coming in and over the past month or two, and some a little longer ago, but yeah, I'm happy to have that. For that, Riley and Comfort, a British British duo that I've not been able to track down any more information on them other than they're really good. You Got Me Crying Again, 1933, beginning with Dinah, whoever Dinah might have been. You Can't Stop Me From Loving You, 1931. And she was, that's an Ethel Waters song. Well, we're going to hear Ethel again and, knocking one out of the park as far as I'm concerned. This is Radiola, and I kind of knocked them in the park rather than out. I knocked them in the park from outside the park, which really is strange. This is Radiola, and you're hearing us, wherever you're hearing us, but we're broadcasting on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org in Clinton, New York, at beautiful Hamlin College. And it's beautiful, and there's a rhyme of hoarfrost about a thin casing of ice over the whole proceedings, which tends to soften any rough corners, but makes some of the rough corners even rougher if you're driving. So be careful tonight. We're going to continue with a great, great Fletcher Henderson classic recording from 1936. You're Chew Berry in here. That's all you need to know. 1936, Blue Lou. Casa Loma Stomp. It says Glenn Gray in his orchestra, but you know that's a Casa Loma group, and what a boy they were hot. They weren't, you know, they just weren't. They weren't just a group for barn dancers. They were a hot jazz group. 1933, one of those very well recorded Electric Victors from that era. You could hear the reeds squeaking there. And before that, a very well recorded 1933 Bluebird, the Georgia Washboard Stompers. Cal Clement on the vocal there. And I'll tell you something. I'd like to have some of what he's having. That kid is high. He's way up there. I'd like to, you know, he's got to be pulled off the ceiling. Oh, boy. My Pretty Girl, 1933. Never heard a version like that before, and you're unlikely to again. But I'll play this one again sometime soon. I love it. Fletcher Henderson before that. Blue Lou, 1936. Classic, as always. I'm Andy Sr. This is Radiola. A few more selections before the Gray Fox steps in with Walkabout, but we're going to continue with, well, this is my catharsis set here, and we're going to start with a recording that's very famous. This was in the movie Crumb, by the way. Geechee Wiley in 1930, originally on a Paramount 78, but I don't know the exact provenance of this file, but here it is for your enjoyment in catharsis. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. The Last Kind Word Blues.
If I die in the German war, I want to send my body, send it to my mother-in-law. Baggy Teal, please don't bear my soul. I just leave me out, let the buzzer see me go. When you see me coming, look across the rich man's field, and if I don't bring you flowers, I'll bring you both in. I looked up at the sun, cried, some train don't come, I'll be some walking down. My mama told me just before she died, Lord, sister, daughter, don't you be so wise. The Mississippi River, you know it's deep and wide. I can stand right here, be my babe from the other side. What you do to me, baby, it never gets out of me. I mean I see you after across the sea. Heavy stone traveling
traveling all alone. Yet who's to see or who's to care about this load I must bear? Traveling, traveling all alone. Give me just another day. There is something I must say. Friends, the world and all its gold leave you when you're growing old. Traveling, traveling all alone. What's the good of a teary eye? What's the use of a lonely sigh? Traveling, traveling all alone. Sometimes I don't believe I can stand anymore. Strangers close every open door.
Yes. Oh God. Well, that usually floors me, but I've already heard it about 15 times this week already. So I was able to hold it together. My wife will be happy to hear that, by the way, that they don't have to take a mop and wipe me off the floor of the studio. Traveling All Alone, 1929, and Traveling All Alone is that's pretty profound stuff. That's what we all do basically. From time to time, with brief interludes of companionship, but yeah. Before that, that was from 1929. Beautiful, beautiful copy of that on Columbia. Before that, Geechee Wiley, The Last Kind Word Blues, 1930, and that's all the philosophy you're going to get from me tonight. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, and I'm gonna close out. And tomorrow night, please listen to Mark Fuller, 8 p.m. Retro Radio, radio just like you remember it. Stay tuned for the Gray Fox and Walkabout. And I'm gonna walk out of the studio soon, but I'm gonna leave you with something a little lighter than I've been giving you. Yes, indeed. I'm Andy Senior. This is Radiola, if I didn't say so before, on WHCL 88.7 FM, WHCL.org. And let's go out more cheerful-like.